people.
Hey there.
Oh, what up? This is Winslow's double feature.
Yeah,
I am Ash. With me, I have. Fine then, don't introduce us. With me, I have Nick, Regan, and Marcel. We all live in one flat, and we call it Winslow.
Oh, yeah.
This is our show. That was just the Antlers with Drift Drive. Next up is. I don't know how to pronounce it. Nick, what's next?
This is, I actually don't know how to pronounce them either. They're spelled S-U-U-N-S. So I want to say Suns, but then I want to say Soons. But I'm going to be wrong anyway. So it's Soons.
This is
with a song called Bambi.
Yeah.
that you held atop my hairs when the sun rained befell us. The acrobat safely steps above the safety net, faced the lengthy stretch and didn't even see him. Swept the place of the next, whether he tastes the grace of the final place, face the hated instead. He trusts the heartstring that will always be there, dressed to catch. I made mistakes like the next, but I never make regrets. I'm not upset. I climbed those steps and tried to try to cross that thing. I don't blame you or anyone when we cut the strings, but I don't look forward to interviewing the new appliance that's arms that will catch me and protect me from the potential bodily harm. Catch me and protect me where I'm there, written charmed. So I raise a single bomb and take a charge across the body, keep an audience applause limit, cause that unpaper, take a step into my costume, try to hold my body stable, take a guess, put your next to wonder when you fall, who's next, next to come along, try and save you. I'm game two, talking and maintaining the friendship, but I know it'll never fit, because it'll always be second best. Mothers cover their children's eyes, children peek through it, and everyone held their breath, cause I was working without a net, and everyone held their breath, cause I was working without a net, and everyone held their breath, cause I was working without a net, and everyone held their breath, cause I was working without a net, and everyone held their breath, cause I was working without a net.
I don't know. It's one of those.
I would love to be able to find out what they're called, because I don't even remember grabbing that song. I just had it.
Maybe Wikipedia knows. I don't know.
If anybody knows them and listens to this, please God tell them.
It's going to hurt us. After that was Ethnotalis with Tightrope, and then that just was Olive with the Nightmares on Wax remix of You're Not Alone.
It's a really nice hangover song. Really.
It's so good because Regan's really hungover and he's going to hate me right now.
I don't appreciate what you're about to do.
Because next up is Belterspace with projects.
I don't know this song.
It's like they're renowned for being really loud.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
I went to the concert earlier this year and like... people bring like earphones or earplugs to concerts because they're like, oh yeah, it makes you hear the sound better. I never do that because I just don't. And it's like the only concert I regretted not doing that because I couldn't hear anything.
It was just like a wall of shit noise. I kind of just tuned out there for a second and now I'm really confused as like what you were doing.
Exactly. I was at a concert and I couldn't hear anything because it was too loud. It seems contradictory, but it makes sense.
That makes perfect sense, but what were you supposed to do to fix that?
Earplugs.
Oh, yeah, no, earplugs, you know, earplugs are fantastic. Like, I once helped out my dad in the A1GP, and, like, if I didn't wear earplugs, like, for one day I didn't wear them, and I was deaf,
pretty much. That sounds about right.
That's actually really horrifying how damaging
you are at a concert and you wear earplugs, you kind of look like a bitch.
Well, you do look like a bitch. But
a lot of people do it. Like, so many people do it.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't mind looking like bitches.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, you clearly don't care. But depends on the ass entirely, I suppose. I mean, like, right. I'd wear earplugs.
I wouldn't even look like a bitch wearing earplugs.
Yeah, but you look like a bitch.
Marcel would pull them off.
Fuck you like a bitch.
Yeah, I think if someone came up to you and said, oh, but why are you wearing earplugs, you bitch? You just look at them. And they probably melt into like a little puddle of going, oh my god, I'm going to die.
Stare them down. Yeah, oh god. Yeah. Marcel is both intimidating and a gentle giant.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Nick's the only one who's actually scared of me, though.
Yeah, and I shouldn't be scared of you.
That person knows you and is scared.
Yeah, that is really weird. But you're like, oh. I mean, I've known you for 6 years or so now, and we're both the same height, pretty much. You're slightly wider than I am, but that's just from your shoulders. So there's nothing really to be scared about.
Yeah.
But still, it's
and
weird.
I've never, like, hurt you on purpose apart from maybe once or twice.
What, once or twice yesterday? No, you hurt me a lot.
Okay.
You hurt me a lot because I'm like, oh, fuck off, man. Oh, yeah. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
it's free to
fam. We can say what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, this is Build a Space with Projects.
Do we have to listen to that?
Yes, we do. Hey! We'll be right back.
I think we should go out, and the lights in your eyes are green. We need to wash away the stains from our 7-hour days with a drink or three on this Tuesday evening. We're in love and we're still pretty young. When your eyes shine like glass, my heart beats faster. And when your lips taste sweet and cool like ice, you
Finance Company with Tuesday Evening. Regan just finished vomiting, apparently. He's still hungover as shit.
I feel so sorry for him, because it's just weird.
Here he is.
Did you have a good chun?
I think it was the rum.
Rum! I forgot you had that rum.
Like half a flask straight.
Yeah, because I was trying to count like what you had to drink. I was like, yeah, no, I matched you. And I'm like... functional, mostly.
You had a beer more than me.
And I had a beer more than you, but you had all that rum, so I guess it's...
Yeah, there's still some left, but that's for later. Mm. I want to actually have someone for tonight, but I don't even know if I'm going out tonight now.
Oh, come on, mate, don't half-charge.
What?
Come on, don't half-charge, go out tonight. I mean, just really support the New Zealand youth drinking culture.
Do it. Yeah,
I'm working tomorrow.
Just stop being... Yeah. it's so sad that you kind of have to go out drinking. But
yeah,
it's a law.
I say that now.
Sad that we go out and get drunk every night.
Yeah, now pass me another beer.
No, really, pass me another
seriously.
Beer.
Yeah,
that was not a joke.
Is that yours?
Right.
Yeah, my first one.
I like my current.
Oops, sprayed all over the couch. Sprayed all over Regan.
Yeah,
it smells.
You're covered in my head.
Oh,
ooh, that sounds worse. No,
Ryan Brown reeks of shit.
I love
it.
Like,
it tastes fine, but it smells bad.
Well, I mean, I was.
Why would people put this in themselves?
Like,
it smells so bad.
No, Nick,
never pour in a cup.
This, man. It's like water, beer.
Trust me, guys. It's bad here.
Takes a sniff and goes, ew, God.
Can we see if Lion Brown will sponsor the show? That would be great.
I don't think anybody will sponsor
We can publicize it every single week. Hey, we're currently drinking
but
Lion Brown.
But the thing
Brown.
Is, we're probably a bit too honest about what
the
Lion
original
Brown's
Brown
really
vomit.
Like.
Yeah, I will bring is like, I would love Lion Brown just to sponsor my drinking. Like, if I could just go around and go to bed and say, I'm drinking Lion Brown tonight. I have no dignity.
I don't know. You two got Regan and I onto Lion Brown.
Yeah.
We bought a lot of boxes.
And we
I know,
the,
and now the liquor
we
store.
We got the liquor store to, like, buy
exactly.
us, like, a ceiling high stack
yeah.
of Lion Brown.
They stock up specifically for us.
Yeah.
They had, like, 20 boxes.
We're probably the only ones buying those stashes.
Yeah. And every time I go to that liquor store guy, he says, oh, hey, brother, how's it going?
Yeah,
he's going, you having a good night? I'm like, yeah, mate, just get another box of Lion Brown. Oh, cheers, brother. You're going to have a good night, brother.
Win it. Why are you calling me brother? He just calls me brother.
No, it's not brother. It's brother. Yeah.
He calls me brother. He's
no.
just brother. He's just
hey,
brother
he's,
to
he
you.
I think I'm just you, brother.
Did he think your name's brother? Did he miss a
that reminds me of Marcel with what's it called? It's Just a Place.
Oh, yeah.
Just a Place is like a really, I'm not sure how legal bar.
It's not open.
It's not
yeah.
legal anymore.
No, it is open. It is open.
It's open,
it's open
but
again.
Currently
it's
unlicensed,
yeah,
so they don't serve alcohol.
It's at the top of Albert Street. No, not top of Albert Street. It's in Food Alley on Albert Street.
Yeah.
And it's up these really long flights of really chipped stairs. And you go up there, and there's like a Chinese bar guy. And Marcel and I eventually got to know him fairly well because we were regulars.
What was his name again?
Sam.
His name was Sam. Yeah.
Sam.
And he said, and I asked him what his name was, and he said, oh, I'm Sam. What's your name? And I said, oh, I'm Nick, and this is Marcel. And for about 3 weeks after that, he kept calling Marcel Marshall. and Marcel just sitting there, like, this is kind of too awkward to correct.
Them. Oh, I was just cool with it.
You know? And you thought it was kind of funny as well, yeah. But I mean, like for ages, like, oh, Nick Marshall. I was like, yes. But yeah, here at Just D Place. I mean, it wasn't actually Just D Place.
It's pretty good.
No lies about it.
Full story,
Nick. I know. Hey, $3
BBs,
mate. I love that.
But
Did
you find $5?
Actually, I did once. So that turns my cool story into a great story.
Yeah.
I think you're lying.
I have actually $5. You can ask Lorcan if you want.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up is Kai Straw. Do you want to talk about this? What were you saying?
Kai Straw. Now, this is kind of weird. I was on Reddit and I was linked. I wasn't linked it personally, but there was this video for this guy, and it was like a rap video, and I went, okay, cool. And it was really neat, and the video was just like a black screen with white text going at the speed of the way how fast he was speaking. And I thought that was really neat, and for like a couple of days, I would continually go back into it and listen to it. Then one day, it just disappeared, so I didn't think of anything of it. And then I tried to find it again. Turns out he was in like a whole lot of copyright shit for it. Was completely no permission, but I thought it was kind of a neat song. So every day when I'm like walking down Simmons Street, going, yeah, I'm gonna be badass today. I listen to the song, and it's just like it's not really quite Get Hyped, but it is kind of fun. I guess I don't know. It's got a really low production quality anyway. So
how often do you actually succeed on being a badass on those days?
Every day, every day I'm a badass.
Every
Even
single
when he
day.
Try.
Every
yeah.
day you're a badass.
Yeah, my thing is, I have days where it's like, I just don't want to be a badass today. Like, I just can't help it. I
can't help it.
I just stand there and I have to get badass. So just like
I couldn't stop if I wanted to.
Anyway,
it's like a drug.
This is Kai Straw.
I didn't choose the thug life. The thug life chose me. Guys.
He's talking.
Kai
Straw
with the suburbs.
I remember when mom got two jobs and my brother became my father, cause dad was gone most of the time. I guess we'll raise ourselves, I'll copy my brother to be a man, copy motherfucking Peter Pan. Whatever male figure comes in my life, I'll pretend they're my motherfucking dad. Then I'll get drinking with friends or smoking, whatever depends. I'm suburban, nothing threatens me but my parents, and they're not around. My house echoes, selling crackers for every meal, and that habit will stick to my 20s, reminding me of what no one taught me. And then there was God who was watching me constant, so I was told it made me self-conscious, made me feel bad for wanting to fuck. I already had the kind of sexual thought since I was young that fucked me up. My friends started calling me faggot, I fucking hated it. They pounded that shit in my brain and it stayed in it. It's funny what happens when so young can poison the mind for so long. Young and suburban, sipping on bourbon, speaking with wisdom that we hadn't earned yet. Who the fuck were we? Who the fuck was I? I remember the sound of my skateboard on the pavement. The sun down almost, there was a purple haze across the rolling hills. The night was coming soon. The air against my face was purifying, soothing. And then there were moments where the world seemed like we owned it, like it spun for us alone, around our homes, around those cul-de-sacs. When we drove our dad's car across that lonely mass of boxes holding broken homes, looking like some fucked up 50s ad. I see the mom is blonde, she died at that, embarrassed. And if there were two kids, there was probably a miscarriage. And if the dad is smiling behind his eyes, he just isn't there, cause all he thinks is that he can't provide for his fucking family. We're the lower middle class, bitch, the consuming masses. Advertise to me, bastards, I can take it. I've been fucked my whole life by you bastards. I'm a child without culture, without tradition. I'm only a collage of the too much information I absorb. I'm food for the core, community colleges, or whatever needs mindless employment. I'm suburban.
In the suburbs, I learned to drive, and you told me you'll never survive. Grab your mother's keys, we're leaving. You always seem so sure that one day we'd be fighting in a suburban war. You're part of town against mine. I saw you standing on the opposite shore. But by the time the first bombs fell, we were already born. We were already, already born. Sometimes I can't believe it. I'm moving past the feeling. Sometimes I can't believe it. I'm moving past the feeling again.
Yeah, I woke up feeling like I broke both legs. Head still stinging from the Pippi Lopez. I ring my mate Gibby like, hey bro, sesh. My missus like, why you want your mates no pets? I cook her up her feet like, babe, don't stress. And she's still pissed off like, these ain't poached eggs. Hey, sorry baby, but I ain't no chef. And by the way, your stir fries ain't so special. And I gapped up the road, sweet ass, they get happy. Walked up to Gibb's place, they were playing hacky. Jumped in the circle, need it, kicked it, missed it. Then we took a quick trip to Kingston for liquid and sat and talked shit with the boys I was kids with. John and starts talking Dre laying bullshit quick. Never heard a wall camper, that's sick shit. Everybody trying to sneak away from him on tippy tick, cause no one understands what he's on about like Lizzie Brick. We ain't gonna give him up today, about to take a break. And it sounds mean, John, just send me the video. Hey, where the Gibby go? I think he walked away. Anyway, I love the compass shit, he can talk all day. And his mom's sort of strange, but I love him all the same. Plus his dad shouted us some tickets to the Oakley game. And it was close as, no time left. The Southland made a comeback like Wyclef. John is yelling all up in my ear like I'm deaf. In front of kids like, all fucking offside rep. Anyway, I headed home with a rap, took a nap quick. Y'all made a feed, took a crap, lit a matchstick. Backwards to Gibbs in a flash like magic. Sat with the pack, sip max, lit catnip. Watch the Warriors, but to why got a hat trick. Shit, couple months ago, we couldn't even catch it. That shit made me think, one day you're Brad Pitt, next day it's all gone, and you ain't jack shit. The game finished, then I sat, had a chat with Gibbs for a minute about life, all of that shit. Then I grabbed my keys, sit them off, and slap quick. We're like, sweeper, tomorrow, then I gapped it, you know. And really, bro, that's shit. Saturday, you know.
We're back.
We're back, baby.
We are back.
So,
without Marcel, but...
Yeah, Marcel's fucked off for a bit.
After that Kai Straw track, it was Bang Bang Esh with Fall to the Floor, and then Homebrew with Saturday, because... I hate to break it to you, but right now it's Saturday, not Tuesday. This isn't live. But in a week, it'll be not live, but also playing on a Saturday.
Wait, shit, this isn't live?
This isn't live! Oh, no!
Oh, no, I totally didn't figure that out, because I'm recording a radio show on my
really?
Flat, but... Jesus Christ.
On a cell phone, on two cell phones.
Well, busy as hell. I mean,
that we're also
right
using
now.
To play music.
Fuck.
Oh shit, no, I don't have an example of business.
I am on Tuesday morning when this is.
I'll be asleep when this airs.
When you hear this, I'm going to be wanting to kill myself.
I can tell the story. I can probably tell the story about the Bang Bang Ish track.
Yeah,
you want.
Sure, please do.
Yeah, for a bit, my mum was dating this guy in Australia, and then like they were quite into each other. Then one day she went over to Australia for like a work conference or something like that, and then she ended up being early, or something like that, like something that she ended up turning up like unexpected, and there was another woman living at his house.
Oh snap!
Because she lives in New Zealand. He lived in Australia. She came home to find well, to his place to find another woman living there, and she just hated him. And, of course, me and my little sister, and my older sister, I assume, started hating him as well, because who the fuck would do that to your mum? So, eventually, they kind of started getting back together a little bit. She still did not trust him. But he was trying to get us to like him as well. And I went to Melbourne and stayed at his place for a couple of days for a birthday present once, and one day he kind of turned up with, like, a couple of gifts for me and my little sister, and we would find this really weird, because these weren't... I don't want to sound, like, up myself that they weren't new, but apparently he had gone to a second-hand store and just, like, saw all the shit and kind of grabbed it because he thought we might be interested. And I didn't really care that much at all. But he brought home the CD that was, like, something about New Zealand indie music. And went, oh, cool, that's nice. And it gathered dust in my room for about 6 months. And during this time, they were together, they broke up, officially broke up, and then never happened again. And then I saw it and went, oh yeah, shit, yeah, I remember where that came from. And I put it in and listened to the first track, which was that one, and I went, holy shit, this is actually really cool. So now there's like my GitHub playlist for leaving and going out to drink.
I didn't know Bambayat was local.
No,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
New Zealand.
Yeah. I don't have any of this stuff, but I should. I really
you should have some of this stuff, because I mean, that's
something
fucking
did.
Cool as shit.
They were flying on, but I'm pretty sure they were flying on.
And we all know that.
Yeah, I'm a local break myself. And
cool.
Right back from a cigarette. Filthy butter.
God, you sicken me. You smokers.
The smell of you makes me want to die right now.
No, I'm pretty sure that's just the hangover.
Yeah. It's definitely the hangover.
Next up, something to cheer Regan up. It's Bearcat.
We were walking on water all the
who was that, Ashley?
I don't know. Who is that, Nick?
Who was that, Nick?
That was Bad Bad Not Good with their new track Head Wrong from their new album. I'm actually really, really hyped for that new album. It's just that kind of music is like my Sunday morning when I wake up a little bit hungover, haven't had coffee years. I just want to sit and kind of dad out for a bit.
Dad out.
But no, because I think of my dad. And I don't really think of my dad doing like really energetic shit either. But I do respect my dad, and he does work very hard. Just on the Sundays, he just kind of stops and moves at the pace of a sloth.
Thou shalt not work on the Sabbath.
Oh, only is it. What?
Why don't you just tell people what you went and did just now?
I don't think people want to know that.
Nick just left the room saying, you know what I haven't done yet? Taking a shit while having a beer. So he did. And then he came back and someone asked, like, how was that? And he was like, not as good as I was expecting.
Yeah, that was severely disappointing. And I feel kind of weird now. But that's cool. Let's just keep doing this then, I guess.
Wait, what?
Hypothetical question. Who would win in a foot race? 13-year-old Harry Potter or Jean-Luc Picard?
Jean-Luc Picard.
What?
What even prompts that?
I was just thinking about stuff and that came up, okay?
Let's actually jump into that. So you're saying 13-year-old Harry Potter or Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek Next Generation?
Yes.
And you're saying foot race.
Foot race.
So Harry doesn't have his
Does he have his wand?
Because he's not allowed to use his wand. No.
Oh, okay, Jean-Luc Picard wins immediately. Obviously. Because 13-year-old Harry is like 4 feet tall. And
have you raised a 13-year-old? But he's slow as shit.
Picard is like a bit old. He's a bit old.
He could probably still waste 13.
Yeah, but you got to remember this.
He's got
this
long
future,
legs.
Like, and yeah, not only that, it's true. The future. Like in the future, everyone dies when they're like 150.
This is Jean-Luc
like
Picard, not his character.
Yeah.
Like, you're really.
No,
bad.
Man, that was actually like,
you idiot. What?
His name isn't Jean-Luc Picard. That's the character. You just said, oh yeah, Jean-Luc Picard, not the character.
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
Sir Patrick Stewart. Yeah,
did you see his Halloween costume?
Yes.
It was great. He was dressed as a lobster.
And he was sitting in a bath.
Sitting in a bath.
What I'm pretty sure he was drunk.
Yeah, what I thought was that like he just got ridiculously smashed. And then his wife, who's like 30 or something bullshit like that.
Wow, really?
You know, she's really, really young. She's also like a jazz musician.
I cannot believe that he lost all his hair when he was like 18 and thought no one would ever love him.
Well, when you're 18 and you don't have hair, it's kind of like you feel very self-conscious about
it.
Like, whereas you're 40 or 50 when you with no hair.
The entire world loves him, and he's got a hot wife.
Because he's an old man with like a beard and no hair. That's like not fair. As far as old guys go, he's pretty lucky.
And because, as I just found out, he's Jean-Luc Picard.
Exactly. Sir Patrick Stewart is Jean-Luc Picard.
I should have played some of Star Trek The Next Generation before that realization came to you. Because you would have been like, his character's named after
him. Oh no, I feel like as soon as I watched it, I would have realized that's the character's name. I've never watched any Star Trek. I've been meaning to, but I've never watched anything.
We need to fix this.
No, what I want to know is how long.
We need to fix these guys.
No. What I want to know is how long has Ash thought that Sir Patrick Stewart is Jean-Luc Picard?
I know Jean-Luc Picard, and I know Patrick Stewart, but if you showed me their faces, I probably wouldn't recognize them.
What?
Like, I know the two of them. I probably wouldn't recognize they're different. One's a character, one's an actor. That makes them different.
I know, but they look the same.
I know, but I don't know their faces.
They have the same face.
I don't know his face.
Exactly the same face because the actor
plays
the
face that I don't know.
I probably do.
But, like, I wouldn't recognize it as Patrick Stewart. I'd be like, oh, it's that guy. I would be like, oh, it's Patrick Stewart. And also,
oh, it's Captain Kirk!
Oh god.
Actually,
you know the why the fuck memes off Reddit?
Yeah.
That's Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah. See, I know that now.
Yeah.
And you've always just been that guy.
And Worf
looks
sad in the background. Why is Worf look so sad?
Because Worf is always sad because he's a Klingon.
He's half Klingon.
Wait,
see full Klingon raised by humans?
Wait, I'm kind of confused. How do Klingons like
some white people though?
But
because the you can get half breeds, like in
Like, isn't SWAT...
Deep Space Nine is a
That seems incredibly unlikely.
Yeah, I know, it does.
And also, what kind of a human is sitting there going, damn, that Klingon looks hot. Ooh, I'd like to have
what
it scaly...
What a Klingon...
You know, the one with the face wrinkles
and they speak like...
Yeah, and they say...
I speak fluent Klingon, actually.
Yeah, you just said...
Can we just appreciate that there are probably like a decent amount of people in this world who say that in utter seriousness.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Hey, I tried to learn it for a bit, but it's really...
I learned various kinds of Elvish. I mainly learned Tengwa and how to write it because it looks fucking beautiful.
Fair enough.
I think before this gets any longer, it has been 5:40. Before this like break gets any longer, we go into any more horrible, great fandom things. Let's play some more music. This is Town Union.
But before that, just to summarize, Jean-Luc Picard would win.
Obviously.
Yeah,
100%.
Whatever the thing is,
no, 100%. That is the end of this.
It's the senior on Harry Potter had his wand.
Well, yes.
At this stage, he's been at Hogwarts for nearly 3 years.
2 years.
That doesn't make any difference.
No,
they don't do any kind of sport.
Age 11, age 12, age 13.
The only sport they do involves them not running. It involves no athleticism.
It's
probably all unfit.
Yeah, that's like a segue. You just lean and go.
But if he has a wand, he can make himself float, because I'm sure they learn that. Like, they learn Wingardium Leviosa within, like, the first year.
Yeah, but could you move it forward to that?
Yes, probably.
Like,
if you jump, and then, because, I mean, like, think about how Wingardium Leviosa works. It probably...
Oh,
like,
I think if Harry...
That sentence. Think about how Wingardium Leviosa works, guys.
I think what he would do is get, like, one of his friends, probably Hermione, because she's good at this kind of thing, to stand at the other end at the
and
finish line
a summoning
and be Accio Harry Potter.
But let's
be this now.
Let's cheat off. Let's cheat off.
Better idea. She's behind Patrick Stewart, and she goes, Accio Patrick Stewart, and he's like, oh, fuck this.
You mean Accio Jean-Luc Picard?
Because
it's correct. Okay, fine.
Yeah, Four Bears and whatever. It's Town Union with Telly.
I'm sorry.
I like telling moms.
Thank you. my mind. Surely, surely I, surely, surely I want love just as bad as the next. But deeper down in my, deeper down in my bones is where it sets. And we drop, drop tears like tally marks, and it builds like snow, and it keeps us apart. And I drop, drop tears like tally marks, and I'm keeping score, so I keep us apart. But I think I might miss you enough to say so. And I think I already did. Well, I think I might miss you enough to say so. And there you go, I just said it again. Well, there you go, I just said it again.
It's not enough to feel the light. nicer when your heart was broken, when your heart was torn apart. You were so much nicer, we had hardly spoken, and then your heart was torn apart. And now you're made with bones of steel, and electricity charges through those barbed wire veins. You got so much nicer once your heart had broken, once your heart had torn apart. You got so much nicer, we had hardly spoken before your heart was torn apart. And now you're made with bones of steel, and electricity charges through those barbed wire veins, and deep within your glowing skin, you can pinpoint the error of your ways.
So what was the first one?
Give me more. The...
Christ, Ashley, hurry up.
Jesus, okay, fine then. That was Lord with Ribs, followed by Marley Marley with Your Glowing Skin.
I quite like Marley Marley. I feel really privileged that I got to meet Ben.
Ben's a really great guy.
Ben's a nice guy.
Real friendly.
He's a sweetie.
You should have come along, you would have been able to talk
to him. Yeah, that was a really good gig. The one that you... the wine cellar.
I was at the wine cellar last Thursday or the Thursday before.
Yeah, it was Thursday before.
That was good. That was a good gig.
Yeah, I felt really like privileged to be able to meet around. Like, this doesn't usually happen.
Oh, did you chat to Christian or John as well? Or was it just...
No, I talked to them on my way out.
Right, yeah. Christian and John are real cool.
Yeah. Christian's a cool cat.
John,
jeez, guys, stop name dropping.
We know people.
I know people.
We have connections.
No, not only do I know people, but I'm better than everyone else because of it.
Yeah.
I make John coffee sometimes. He likes soy caramel macchiatos. Take away cup.
Wow, I was going to say that. I was going to mention how you serve my older sister coffee sometimes, but that should be on creepy now.
Or the time that Lynn Brown was there.
Yeah, tell that story.
I mean, it's not really much of a story, but I guess it's topical.
Yeah, so. it,
it was kind of boring. So one time I was working in the Esquires on Lawrence Street, where I work.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god!
You would not believe it.
Working in Esquires, or should I work in Esquires?
And I see this Asian lady, about 30s, with some old guy, and I just assume she's a prostitute with a John, because that happens sometimes. We do get lots of prostitutes in with Johns.
It's a bit of a, like a wide cool to make, and you have no proof of it.
Well, they were having like a heated argument kind of thing, but kind of keep it whispery and on the down low.
Yeah, let's do that at a public coffee shop, not in my office at all.
Continue.
It's what was happening.
Keep going.
He's probably up and to get caught by the security guard.
I just thought nothing of it, and months later, I am on the internet and find out that Len Brown had an affair with, what was her name, like, Bevan? Some lady.
Bevan Chong.
And,
Chong.
That sounds good.
And, I see a picture of her, and I realize she comes to the cafe pretty often.
Was she still is she still a regular? Like,
I haven't seen her since. She has not come in since the affair broke.
She hasn't been outside, to be honest. I mean, like, if it was me, I'd be sitting there going, everyone knows who I am now, and this is really weird, and you can just leave.
Thanks, Kevin Slater.
And then when I looked up...
Not Kevin.
What the fuck is Kevin?
That isn't even a name.
You're thinking Calvin, but without the L.
Kevin Slater.
Calvin Hobbs. Yeah, but that doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does, because Calvin Hobbs is fantastic.
It is, but it's completely unrelated.
So then I look at a picture of Len Brown and realize that I saw Len Brown getting an argument with his mistress.
I think the worst bit here is that you don't actually know what Len Brown looked like.
No,
has such a bland face.
No, he
does not dress like a politician when he's not working. And he's just wearing a leather jacket.
So like in everything else, yeah. Selena will top you in this. She saw a photo of Len Brown on Stuff or something a while ago, on like an article that, on the newspaper. Her sister was reading it in the dining room. And Selena, being the wise lady that she is, says to her sister, "Oh, is that the Pope?"
Yes!
Edward's jester sister was like, "No, that's Len Brown, our mayor." And Selena just quietly turned around and left the room.
That's all you can do at that point.
What prompted her to think, "Oh shit, that must be the Pope"?
They're both old white men.
Len Brown is like, he doesn't look that old. Like, the Pope looks like he's about 103.
Well, the current Pope looks younger than the last one.
It
looks like 80s.
Just like the last one looked like Darth Vader.
Not even Darth Vader, Darth Sidious.
No, Darth Sidious.
Gosh!
Get it right.
Oh,
I'm a Star Trek guy. I don't like Star Wars that much. I'm sorry.
Star Wars isn't that great, honestly.
It's like...
Gonna get some hate for that.
It's kind of shit.
You're gonna get a lot of hate. You're getting some hate for that right now.
Hey. Like, the original trilogy is pretty good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, but...
The prequels are utter shit.
No, I like the
utter shit.
I like the prequels. They
Jesus
build them a
Christ, Nick.
No, they
no
don't.
One likes
worry.
The prequels.
Terrible person.
No, I like the prequels because they
no
build in a lot of lore.
Nobody needs to know the economic status of the Republic before the Empire.
Okay, this is going to get really bad, but the sci-fi talk reminded me of something that I need to play, because it's totally unrelated to sci-fi, I think. But it sounds like it. This album has a story which sadly wasn't true. The story was that like a mysterious album was delivered to like a French record label at some point a couple of years ago. It was like unlabeled, had this like fantastic artwork, and I don't know how they found it out, but eventually they apparently traced it back to a studio back in the mid-70s with basically this French supergroup came and recorded. That's since entirely been debunked.
Yeah, that sounds like the most bullshit story ever. How could you believe that for like a second? Like,
because I wanted to believe!
Oh yeah, someone...
It was such a great story and it's such a great album.
I mean, someone put in so much effort to produce this album and produce all the shit. And then they don't want money for it?
Oh,
the
studio burnt, was it? Was the studio burnt down or something?
Something like that. The story was entirely fictitious and never meant to be real.
Mm.
It was just meant to be a fun story for a concept album.
Yeah.
And you can buy the album, and it comes with a little notebook with the story
so
and really pretty artwork.
and it's a really great album. And
I don't know if it was at Armageddon this year, but it was a couple of years ago on sale. And I really wanted to buy it, but it was like $60.
I think you can get it imported.
You can get it imported. You have to pay shipping. The group, the artist is called Imran, with like two M's and then another M. The album is The Voyage of Corvus Corona. There's lore around that, but I can't remember what it is. This is the final track on the album called Freedom Song, and it's awesome. Good track. Enjoy.
To love, love belongs to no one. Yeah, what the fuck have we here? These motherfuckers all throwing no rolls. These guys with a bad dream better not sleep. They can know those do some blow. Oh shit, what the hell have we done? It's alive and it's hungry as fuck. Better hide all the sacks at the door, but it's out of my control. You a shit out of luck. I don't wanna be unfair, but the pair we got beat that weak shit you got.
True God.
Put the spot without new vibe. Who's right? Put the squad without nuance. I don't wanna sound unkind, but the sounds I make are the sounds of the hounds that are howling. Under your bed, I'm here growling. Same time under the blanket, you're cowering.
Cowering like cowards, cowering on concrete showers in Rikers Island. Victims, we the wolves is wildin', we off. Smiling at sights of violence. Acting brave and courageous ain't advantageous for health and safety. So when we say run, the Jews just run them, baby. Please don't delay me. And that goes for a guy, lady. The fam, goddamn, we fucking crazy. I pull this pistol, put it on your poodle or your fucking baby. She clutched the pearl, said what the world, and I won't give a shit. I put the pistol on that poodle and I shot that. Right. Run the Jews, Jews, Jews. Run the jewels, 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 jewels.
And the crowd chants, get that paper. And the mob says, kill that witch. This city get mad to the max, better wave money buys to the high straight kids. Get a 10-4 half for the raining. Hot water from the roof to the basement. I'ma smoke to the planet erases. Build a white flag at a zigzag, waving.
All thin, I'm smoking coffee. Sip lean on the bean like Boston. My young bitch, she'll find like Henry when she made that move in coffee. But when my wife in town, a Jackie Brown, just stay up off me. Cause if they don't, somebody get shot and they gon' buy a coffee.
With the pull of a pin, a grenade, and a crowd that defeated, it's sold to its options. I'm a fool for the win, I've been made to be live. But he's ever had drowning and softness. In the urn of the dirt, get tossed it. With a grin of a smirk, get accosted. I'm a sin on a burst like a kid in a hearse. Or a nine in a cum shot, stop it.
Big beast in the cage with a heart for the rage. It seems I can't behave. You can try to get out, oh well, you fail. It seems the world can't be saved. These streets is full with the wolves that starve for the week. So they after the week. In a land for the lambs, I am. And I be damn don't show my
run the jewels, jewels, jewels.
Run the jewels, 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 jewels.
Goblins were awakened.
Okay, yeah. So the first track was?
Was Freedom Song from Imram, and then...
Followed up by Run the Jewels, by Run the Jewels, off the album, Run the Jewels.
What was it called?
I can't remember.
You clearly were listening to the song. Didn't you hear the lyrics? Run the Jewels.
I heard motherfuckers.
Run, baby. Please don't delay me.
No, I heard motherfuckers a couple of times, and then I heard Neil Gaiman.
Yeah. Goblins are awakening.
Yeah, the goblins are awakening, and then I went, okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think I got to sample Neil Gaiman in your hardcore rap.
I think I got most of that song then, so I think I'm all right.
Yeah,
you got that. That can just be me, though.
I think all you need to sell that song is hardcore rap samples Neil Gaiman.
And no dignity.
What does that have to do with it?
I don't know. If you had to sell the song, you would need to have, you'd have no dignity. But that's just
hashtag corporate whore.
Says Mr. Esquire.
Yeah. They give me money. And I get free.
And I love it. And I would not do anything else.
That's kind of the definition, you know.
Of a corporate whore, yeah.
Yeah, I would bend over for that corporation. I do.
Okay. Oh,
white
hey,
yeah.
That's cool.
I've seen him do it.
I knew your boss was...
now. Whoa.
Yeah, I'll stop now. I think that might be the line right there. This No, your boss... no. I won't go there because...
We might want to edit this.
Why not? Because I didn't meet your boss.
No edits!
I didn't actually meet your boss, and he didn't seem like a bad guy at all. He seems like a really nice guy.
He really is. He's racist.
Yes,
but he's a racist narcissist who doesn't give a shit about his family and has no contact with his daughter or wife, ex-wife now, and the only reason his son is still around is because he pays his son.
But he's also not
worse for him.
He's also not the type to listen to Fleet FM.
Yay! Yeah, and then one day you turn up and it's a Tuesday, which is when this is being aired, and then you hear Fleet FM being played. And you're like, well, shit.
There's no way it would be played. Just like,
Paul getting
radio
down to some Run the Jewels, like, yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker.
And then he's like, wait, what? You? I forgive you for playing Run the Jewels. Yeah. Party hard.
Should. And then you guys
better work stories.
And then you guys just make fuck for a bit, and then I guess you really become the corporate whore.
Oh dear!
So I kind of feel like we should re-record this entire bit.
I don't. I think we
I
should
kind
go.
Of feel like that should never be a thing. We should dedicate ourselves to being one take as live as possible radio shows.
That's right, guys. As live as possible, even though we're doing it a half week before you do it.
Yeah, so am I.
Whatever we do, it's like okay.
Yeah.
And I'm dead sober. Dead sober and slightly hungover and regretting everything instantly.
It's kind of shit. I don't know why I'm like that.
I don't know. We're not,
you were just bad at high fives.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I feel like I've been like this funk for high fives and it's just ruined me, really. It's ruined me emotionally.
So you've had a dry spell for good high fives. Mm.
Right. Anyway, next up, Marcel, what is next?
It's a song by a Japanese. I think it's like jazz/post-rock on their Wikipedia page.
Filthy hipster. Yes, I love it. You should guest host my other show sometime.
Jazz slash post rock. Post rock. Oh.
Yeah. And the band's called Jizz Away, and this, I think.
It sounds like Jizz Away, but.
Shut up, no.
It does. Sorry, when you said Jizz Away, I was like, what? You're telling me to what now?
And the song was called Home. Shut up, Nick.
That doesn't just happen on command. Thank you.
your letters in multicolored decorating envelopes. For a foreplay, I'm extending metaphors. I'll get carried away on the back of a natural disaster. Things with muscle tape and with kids thinking faster. Nothing says I miss you quite well. With poetry carving your door in a Stanley line. Am I here? Yes. Stuck in on your fingers as you're clinging on to the abyss. So find every witch of code you won't see smiling. I cherish with fondness the day I met you.
I cherish with fondness the day
before
I met you.
On your request, I compile a list of my top 5 resolutions for this year. I decline, cause I decided that I do not believe in the new year anymore. And you must confess that at times like this, hopefulness is tantamount to hopelessness. And I accept that it's time for a change, but not in places like this, with people like this. Am I your endless? Stopping on your fingers and depleting on to the abyss. To find every winter coat you won't see smiling. I cherish with fondness the day I met you.
I cherish with fondness the day
before
I met you.
I cherish with fondness the day before I met you. Thank you.
Radio. That was after the Jizz Away thing.
Jizz Away.
It was Girlfriends with Weed Boy. They just released their album. I need to check that out. Followed by Graveyard Love, Me I'm Not Myself, and Lost Camp with Lister Buildings. There are Lister Buildings? No, I played that
in my other
show. My Year on Lists. I'm getting my shows mixed. Oh no. That was us. How do you think that went, guys?
Dreadful, but I love it.
Dreadful? I would say it was a great success.
Hey, I think I'm pleasantly drunk right now. So
I think that was the aim of the show.
Yeah, no, I'm sitting here like 6 beers down, and I haven't eaten anything today yet because, of course, hangover. But
you had the you made me go and get you chips and chicken nuggets.
Oh, actually, you're right. Yeah, I heard that. I'm pretty sure my listeners agree with me. It is terrible, but satisfying. That's
just like reading Sex Life.
Yes.
Yeah, someone made that joke.
He's waiting for that. Yeah.
Yeah, so we could have like individual titles for the episodes.
Yeah. I don't know. In titles, themes, maybe this episode's been pretty sci-fi themed.
Well, if we have titles, this one has to be terrible but satisfying.
Terrible but satisfying. I suppose you could always just put Jean-Luc Picard.
The Winslow Woods double feature maiden show. Terrible but satisfying.
Maiden show.
That kind of sums up this entire thing, I think.
I don't know, I'm sitting here
I'm enjoying it.
I enjoyed it.
Drunk.
Exactly.
And that's the best way to be about it.
Are you kind of buzzed? Yeah, a little bit.
So I'm the only one who isn't at all drunk. I'm just hungover and a little angry.
No, you're angry because your sex life is so disappointing, isn't it?
No, it's not disappointing.
It's satisfying, but it's terrible.
Satisfying but terrible. So
the way I think about it, the listeners can live vicariously through us on Tuesday morning.
Yes.
Not you, but us, the ones who are drunk and buzzed.
Yeah, the ones who are actually drunk.
And
no,
I guess
I wish it's a Tuesday morning. I wish I was shit.
Wait, just so everyone knows, we're not recording this. It's not live. It's not Tuesday morning right now.
God, no.
We established this earlier.
This is a Saturday afternoon.
Reminding everyone.
We're very cozy. It's okay for us to be drunk because it's like 5.
Six p.m.
That's a legitimate reason.
Yeah. I've had a productive day. I did an exhibition thing. That's productive.
That was where you were this morning.
No, where was I this morning? I was filming this morning. Even more productive.
Okay.
Yeah,
this morning I just lied in bed watching TV.
I got up at 1 today.
You what?
Got up at 1.
I got up after that.
Yeah, you did.
I was in my room watching Portlandia for a while. Great show, by the way. Portlandia.
Yeah,
awesome.
No, we watched the first season today. We got through that.
Yeah,
it's good.
I won't say it's good. It's just like I feel like all the actors in it just get off on how uncomfortable like the tension is.
Yeah,
because
it's like Peep Show.
There's so much.
Watch it. It's a lot funnier.
Mm.
Like, cause the awkwardness is dispelled because the long pauses feel less long. Cause you've been through it before, so it just like
feels it funny.
Because that's what makes a long pause feel longer, is just like, when is it going to end?
But yeah, we know it's going to end. It's like, oh, let's go for a few more seconds, and then he says something.
Anyway, that is us for now. It is basically the end of the show.
Goodbye. Signing off. It's Regan.
Marcel.
Actually, look, you guys are looking. It's Nick.
And Ash. I feel like we should have established that much better at the start of the show.
Yeah, we should have chosen beforehand whether you're going to introduce us or whether we each said our names and
introduced
ourselves.
Wait, no, we forgot to tell our story about the drunk cocktail.
Save it for the next one. So many shows and so many stories. Enjoy whatever's next. Actually, I can tell you right now what is... Right, it is the playlist. That's really upsetting. I'm sorry, guys. It's just the playlist. It's not even a show.
It's not a show.
After that is a show called Club Casualties, which sounds exciting.
When does it start?
That starts at 2.
2.
Unless you're listening on a Saturday, in which case... shut up, Nick! In which case, next up is Josh. Just Josh. That's it. It's not even a show title. Just Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Enjoy Josh.
Yeah, have fun with Josh.
Say hi to him for me. Cause...
Or the playlist.
Have a good day, whatever day it is. Goodbye.
Bye. Enjoy your lime brown. Thank you.
of the city. There's something words will never know. Too afraid to speak, too afraid of me. Days begin to fall lightly. You're swept up. Better days.